Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Tes Vav Amud Beis. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. Mi'etz Hashem, we're going to be finishing up today Simin Shin Samach and starting Shin Samach Aleph. We left off on the very last line yesterday of Resh Tes Vav Amud Aleph in the middle of Sif Gimel. We're talking here about what we can easily see in the diagrams and the Dear Shu footnotes in number 13, which is that you have three people in an area over here that they've enclosed with these flimsy walls, these vertical posts only, which if it's greater than a base sasayim, we've learned if it's one or two people would not be good, but when you have three people, it would be good. But here, you have three separate areas. Person in Aleph enclosed his area, person in Beis enclosed his area, person in Gimel enclosed his area. So the question is, do we combine them into one unit and therefore allow more than a Beis Hasayim or not? So the way we discussed this yesterday was, we're talking here about the diagram in Dir Shifut number 13, where the two outer people, Aleph and Gimel, their mechitza is fully flush with the mechitza of Beis, as opposed to Beis, he has these gifufim, he has these side areas. And an additional point that we want to make is that the mechitza from Aleph and Gimel extend into, you can see this in the diagram, they extend into the mechitza of Beis, the wall extends in there, and it is therefore going to change the halachic significance. And that's what we left off yesterday. We left off on the last line or so of the Mechaber, and we had read this, but we'll read it again now. What are we talking about over here? Sheshnayim b'chol echad me'achitzon and v'echad b'yemtzoi. We're either talking about you have two people together now in either Beis or in Gimel, let's say. So you have a total of three people between those two areas. So in this situation, nostim l'shtei achitzonim called tzarkum, because now you have three people. The chashive kol mashe b'emtzoi kilu b'chitzonim. Because now in this situation, we do have three people together, and even if it's bigger than a Beis Sasayim, you don't have a problem. We were in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah yesterday in Siv Katan Chaf Beis, so that's what we'll pick up now. We'll start from the beginning. Rots lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, im kol echad me'achitzonim. You're combining now the person in the middle with the people in one of the two outer areas over here. Avol ha'imtzoi einosim lo rak beis sasayim. The person over here in Beis, however, if he has a Beis sasayim, then it's fine. But if he has more than Beis sasayim, then it's no good. But this is only v'kolzeh hu rak l'das ha'yeshomim. This is only according to the more machmir opinion that we brought down in the end of yesterday's shir. Avol adei arishona, the first opinion, kishem shachitzonim nasim shom chotzer lo imtzoi, just like the outer people connect over here with the middle person, kim bin yoneinu nasa imtzoi kichotzer lachitzonos, therefore, so too the middle person connects with the outer person, vishari gambo called tzarko. Therefore, everybody is allowed to carry not only people in the outer area, but even the people in the middle area would be allowed to carry it to all of their needs possible. I know this is very complicated, especially since we're in the middle of the situation here, but let's go weiter, and I would suggest that people chaza this over, either listen to the shir from yesterday, and or learn it on their own. So now we pick up the last line of the Mechaber on Resh Tesvav Amud Aleph. B'medvar Mamun, what are we talking about over here? Kishe'enon pesuchim zeh lo zeh yosem yetzer. This whole discussion towards the end of yesterday's shir, the very beginning of today's shir, is when the breach in between the areas of Aleph, Beis, and Gimel is smaller than 10 amos. Because in this situation, the imkain, havale pirtza, because if it's more than 10 amos, it is considered a breach over here, v'gam ha'mugufafin asurim, and everybody over here would be ushered to each other, because they each made a separate area, they're not all combined together, neither one is allowed to carry, because there's a breach in between them, so Aleph doesn't have a mechitza, Beis doesn't have a mechitza, Gimel doesn't have a mechitza, and therefore, they're not merged together, and therefore, nobody would be allowed to carry more than dalet amos in this entire area over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Chav Gimel, Koi ahod isel el. This goes on back which we learned yesterday. Share kishoyim tsoyim magufov. We're talking about the diagram that we had, the scenario that we had in diagram in Dir Shu footnote number 13. Kishoyim tsoyim magufov. They're talking about the middle one extends out compared to Aleph and Gimel. Vayabachitzon yosem isasayim. And one of them, the outer one, has a greater area than Beis Hasayim. Dehu nesar v'amugufof mutter. In that situation, we said if the pirtza was less than 10 amos, so the middle one is still fine because he has a mechitza around himself. The outer one now doesn't have the mechitza because he's opened up into an area that's greater than a base of Sayim. V'alzeh komar, And this is where the Mechaber is telling us over here, that if this Pirtzo, then now if this breach was more than 10 Amos, so then this ruins the Mechitza for even the middle one. Nizbato Shema Mechitza Mehamagufa, from the middle person. And in this situation, not only would the outer person not be allowed to carry, so too would the middle person not be allowed to carry. This was the simple psak over here of the Mechaber. But the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maschil, Havalei Pirtza, Vegam HaMagufafim Asurin. So he writes that the Morgan Avram disagrees over here with this Mechaber. HaMorgan Avram Mefakbek B'chosev. He says the Efshar the Gam Lakula Nomar. You can actually say that this is a kula if the Pirtza is more than 10 Amos, because now Kivin Shu Porutz Biyoseme Asara, since there is a breach over here more than 10 Amos, Nizbatala Mechitza Lagamri. So then there is no separation at all between Beis and Gimel. The Havikilu Kulo Dorm Biyachad, and it's as if they're all living together in one space. Umutter called circle. And now when you have more than a Beis Asayim, but you have three people, there is no problem at all. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Tosefta Shabbos disagrees with this, Ayin Shom, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 16, that the Chazon Ish agrees with the opinion of the Morgan Avraham. And he says, since there is a Mechitza now, Ein Tzrich L'Asos Erev B'neim, since they have a physical Mechitza around them, they don't have to make a separate Erev, and therefore they all are actually allowed to carry. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish, like the Morgan Avraham, not like the opinion of the Tosefta Shabbos that argues, and not like the Mechaber that argues. Now the Mechaber gives us additional caveats, and he says, "V'cholze, everything that we've been discussing over here, which the Mishnah Berurah says in this situation in Sif Katan Chav Dalit, is talking about Koi Ahad the cause of Le'el, that which we talked about Avolim Echad B'chol Echad Be'achitzon and B'chule, that you have one person in each of the outer two areas, so you don't have a total of three people. So this is talking about Kishikostle Ketana, when the walls of the Ketana Nichnasim LeGedola are entering into the Gedola, and you can see this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Chavay Ukmoshet Siyarnu B'sochat Siyur. If you look at the Siyurim number two in the Mishnah Berurah on the previous page at the bottom, underneath the Shaar HaTzion, and as well, you can see this clearly in Dirshu footnote number 13 in the diagram over there. In both of these two places, you have a schematized diagram or a picture diagram, which shows you that the walls from the outer ones are entering into the wall area of the middle one. And furthermore, ukisha kosli ketana muflagim shlosha tvacha mikosli orech hagdola. And it's more than three tvachma away, so you don't apply the principle of lavud, so it's considered separate. In this situation, dios oseres hagdola alektana. Only in this situation does the larger middle one ruin it for the smaller outer ones. And ayin lakam and simin shinayin daiv sif gimel. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that this may be a printing mistake over here, as he writes in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, Tevos Elu, Ad Tevos Sif Gimel, this part of the Ramah, as well as this first part of the Mechaber that we just read, Mukaf Besoch HaShulchan Aruch Shal Olas HaShabbos, it is parenthesized in the Shulchan Aruch that is from the Olas HaShabbos, which implies that it should be deleted. V'nochanu, and the Mishnah Berurah says that is technically correct. However, Mikom Akom B'dolchak, you can, under difficult circumstances over here, Yeshli Yashev Gam Belihek, if you can even include this parentheses over here, which the Ola Shabbos has taken out, but we don't have the parentheses, but this words, Dozo Seres Hagdol Alakatana, Ayin Lakam and Simin Shinayin Dalas of Gimel, it could be learned as being correct under pressing situation. Rosalom, what he's telling us over here is, Kemod de Kaimalon Lakaman, over there we're going to learn in Simin Shinayin Dalas of Gimel, Linin Chotzer Katana Shinifritz Lagola, when you have a small yard that's fully open into a large yard, Deimos Hagdolo Seres Alakatana, when does the large yard ruin it for the small yard? Rak Beofen Zeh, it's only under those circumstances. So he wants to suggest, the same halach applies over here. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that it's easier to delete these words over here, and it makes very good sense without those words present. And the Mechaber adds, the Imloken, if you don't say this, then you have a different situation, where it's only visible from the outside, but on the inside, it is exactly even. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, this means, if you're standing inside the larger one, Nira Shinisharu Kitsats Kosel Bisol Khaktana. You can see that a little bit of the wall is still left from the Khtana, because it extends into it. The Aptikishaome Bisol Khaktana, and even if you're standing in the Khtana, Enagifuf Nira, you can't see the sides because the wall extends beyond where the sides were. Nevertheless, Mikomokom Hevikilu Yesh Gifufum Gam Lektana. In this situation, we consider it as if the Ketana also has Gifufum. The Ein Beis Kosle Agdol, the Ben Kosle Ketana, Rak Pochus Mishlosh Tvachim, and if they're actually within three Tvachim of each other, then Ozarminim Lovet, we say that it's actually considered halachically together, and therefore, the Hariyu Kisosim, and it's if it's closed off. I could say Kosle Ketana, until the walls of the Ketana. And therefore, v'imkein hari gifufim nirim mibachutz u'mahane yaf l'ktana. And therefore, halachically, we view it as if the sides are actually visible from the ktana, and therefore they can work for the ktana, and therefore it would be a kasher mechitza. And the reason for this, the Mechaber continues, is because v'nidon mishum lechi. It halachically has the appearance as if it's just a lechi, a post over there, which has halachic significance midrabanon, the kulam chashuvim megufafim. And therefore, both of them are considered megufafim, the middle one, which is really megufaf, as well as the outer one. Ukilu ein echon mehem nifrotz l'chaver. And therefore, it's not a total breach from either one into the other. And therefore, ve'einos l'mem bi'echon mehem ela be'sasayim. And therefore, we only give to each of them up to a base assign, because they're each considered a separate entity. We don't combine them all together. And therefore, if they have more than a base assign, they ruin it for themselves, but they wouldn't ruin it for anybody else. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Tes that this comparison to a lechi is not real. Lechi ain't shayach l'ninu. It's not really a lechi. Ella d'rosh lover, he's trying to use a comparative analogy over here. The kamol in your lechi, just like in regards to a lechi, kaimlon the aftershav mivnim, even though they're equal on the inside, the lechi makes it kivish nira mibachutz nido mishum lechi, so it can be seen from the outside. It has the halachic status of a lechi. So two over here, kain lin yonenu. After ome besochaktana nira kiparts miglu, it looks like from the person standing from the smaller one looking into the larger one, it looks like it's a total breach. Nevertheless, mikol makom. Since the one on the inside sees the gifufim, chashvin and osom gam l'ktana, so we halachically say that they're present there for the ketana as well. Now, I know this was a very, very complicated sif gimel over here. It requires a lot of review and chazara, but we have to move on. So this concludes simin shin samach over here, and we move on now to shin samach aleph. And this, we're going to do sif aleph over here, which deals with Gag HaSomuch L'Rishus HaRabim. If you have a rooftop over here that's adjacent both to a Chatzar and to a Rishus HaRabim. To get a picture of this, right even before we start, you can look in Dirshu footnote number 1, where you see the roof over here, and you see on the left is the Rishus HaRabim, which is, as we'll see, less than Tvachim from the Rishus HaRabim floor to the rooftop, but on the Chatzar, it's much lower, and you'll see from the rooftop to the Chatzar floor, it is more than 10 Tvachim. We'll see the significance of this now as you read the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, this scenario over here, in diagram number 1, in the Dirshu footnotes. Gag HaSomuch L'Rishus HaRabim. You have this rooftop over here that's next to Rishus HaRabim, and from the floor of the Rishus HaRabim, it's Besoch HaSorot Tvachim to the top of the rooftop. As you can see in the diagram where the gentleman is standing over there in the Rishus HaRabim, he's within 10 Tvachim of the rooftop. However, the yard, the chotzer over here of this house, Ulamala Miyasor L'chotzer, the rooftop is more than 10 Tvachim from the bottom of the chotzer. And therefore, in this situation, since many people in the Rabbim are able to use this over here, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Beis, Shemenichin Kovoyim Vekelim Ktanim Alagag, that they put, for example, their hat, as you see in the diagram, the person put his hat, or put other utensils, small utensils on this rooftop over here. They adjust what's on their shoulder, for example. So, Harezek Rishus HaRabbim. We view this as a Rishus HaRabbim. This rooftop, in one respect, is considered a Rishus HaRabbim. And therefore, also Lebal HaGad L'shtamish Bo, the owner of this house, would not be allowed to use his own rooftop, which to him should be a Rishus HaYachid, Mechatzero, from his yard. He can't go up from his yard and carry something from his yard onto this rooftop. Ad Shiyas Lo Sulam Kavua Mechatzero, until he makes a permanent sulam over here in his yard. As you can see in the diagram, it's fixed there in the ground, and this fixed sulam allows there to be a connectivity, so to say, between the yard and the rooftop. It's all his Rishus HaYachid, and now he is allowed to go and carry one to the other. What is this definition? Ezu sulam kavua. How do we define this as a permanent ladder over here? So the Mechaber tells us, kol shekivo shom bein l'chol bein l'shabbos. It's there on weekdays as well as on Shabbos. That is considered a permanent ladder. Now, we have a lot of Mishnah Berurahs to do over here. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph tells us, the Hainu, the scenario here is, as you can see in the diagram, Shalitzad Rishus HaRabim, Eino Gavo Asara Tvachim. From the point of view of the Rishus HaRabim to the rooftop, it's less than 10 Tvachim. However, Ulitzad HaChatzer, from the perspective of the Chatzer, Hu Gavo Asara Tvachim. It is greater than from the floor of the Chatzer to the top of the roof of 10 Tvachim. Because the Ilu Lo Ayo Gavo Asara Tvachim, Af Litzad HaChatzer, because if the Chatzer was flat even, let's say, with the Rishus HaRabim, or at least even if it wasn't even, there was less from the Chatzer to the top of the roof, 10 Tvachim, Lo Haya Mahani Sulam Klal, then a Sulam wouldn't help you at all, because the rooftop would then be the heavy Rishus HaRabim Gomor, Kishu Rabim Makasim Olav. This would be a perfectly full Rishus HaRabim in this situation, because the rabbim were able to use this rooftop. And even if they're not going to use this rooftop for whatever the reason, it would at least have the status of a carmelis over here. But now, aval hashda, since over here, kiven de mitzad ha-chotzer, hu gavo asar tvachim, from the floor of the chotzer until the rooftop, there is more than 10 tvachim. So therefore, yesh al hagag toras rishus ha-yachid. The rooftop has the status of rishus ha-yachid, umutur lishtamish alav, and therefore you're allowed to use it. On the rooftop itself, you can carry more than dalet amos because it's your rishus ha-yachid. But even to carry from the chotzer onto the rooftop would be permissible in this scenario, kishyesh lo sulam kavua, if you have a permanent ladder over here, Lalos Bomi Chatzer Lagak, to go up from your chotzer onto the gag. Because in this situation, the bazeh gali dato, it's clear, the mesalik lagago mimnechus harabim. By placing the permanent ladder over there, he's saying, I want to use and reserve the rights to use my roof any way that I see fit. And he's, so to say, removing it from the status of being considered that the rishus harabim people are able to put stuff down on it. The ain shayach raklo, and he's basically declaring, this is my rooftop. The im mitzad rishus harabim gavo asar tvachim ein otzar sulam. And certainly, if from the rishus harabim up to the rooftop there was more than 10 tvachim, so it's not easily makasi, if you don't easily put things on top of it, then you wouldn't even need the ladder, because it's your own rishus hayochid gag, it's your own rishus hayochid chotzer, you own it all, and therefore you wouldn't even need a ladder in that situation. The Mishnah continues, says, v'magag nomuch pochus me'asar tvachim, if the rooftop is less than 10 tvachim, mikoltzad, on all sides, including the yard, ubesocho omok asorot tvachim, and inside the house, however, you have a digging out from the bottom, kigon, shechoka kakaka besocho vishlimo asorot tvachim, you've dug out within the house, so from the roof to the bottom of the floor of the house, it's more than 10 tvachim. So then, in this situation, da'asam ogin avrom, de'en otzorach sulam, then you wouldn't need a sulam as well, because the ain shem karmelis olav klal, because the rooftop doesn't have the status of a karmelis, the rishus hayachid, it's your rishus hayachid over here. Gomer, absolutely. Now, this reasoning is explained in Dirshu footnote number 3, based upon the Mogen Avraham, on the words of the Rabbeinu Tam that are brought down in Tosfos, and the Pirush of the Shaar HaTzion says, Shekivan shetoch habayis rishus hayochid, the inside of the house is rishus hayochid. So therefore, the roof is also considered rishus hayochid, and he proves that even though you can't see the mechitzos from the roof, nevertheless, they are there, because inside the house, they're visible. So even though it's a mechitza that ain't on the keres, it's not recognizable, it's still considered a mechitza. The Chazon Ish, however, disagrees with this. He pushes aside this raya, ayin shom, in Dirshu footnote number 3. And anyway, the Mishnah continues, and he says, Rabin me'achronim cholkin olav. This whole concept over here that we brought down, there are many that disagree with this over here, as you can see in the Shaar HaTzion Os Hey. This is the Olah Shabbos, the Maimon Mordechai, and the Masses HaShekel. V'daitam, they hold, the midi rabbonon shem karmelis al gabu milamala. The rooftop over here does have the status of a karmelis. Kivin shu nomuch mi'asar tvachim mikol tzad. Because it is really 10 tvachim down on all sides. Bitzarach sulam atira. And the only way that you'd be allowed to go and be mata this over here would be if you had a sulam permanently over there. Ubifrat shkishir rabim mekasin olav. And this is certainly true if the people in the rishus harabim are using this. So efshar du rishus harabim gomer. It's not a karmelis. It might even be rishus harabim gomer. Ayideh zeh, because the people are using it. And therefore, vafilu sulam lo mahani latiro. And therefore, even a sulam would not be allowed to go and matir it in this situation if you consider it like a rishus harabim. We did the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis, now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Gimel. He says, Harezek Rishus HaRabim, it would have the status of Rishus HaRabim over here. Lavka Rishus HaRabim Mamish, it doesn't really mean Rishus HaRabim, because Di Hachi, Lo Hiyo Mahani Sulam, as we just actually alluded to, then a Sulam wouldn't help if it's a real Rishus HaRabim. El Rosh Salomar, the Mechab is telling us over here, it's Ke'ein Rishus HaRabim, it's a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you need the Sulam over here. Sivkot and Dalet, Mechatzero, so from the courtyard, you wouldn't be allowed to go and bring up to the roof. However, Avol Bagad, Motol Letalto Bechulo, but the rooftop is your Rishus HaYochid. You'd be allowed to carry on the entire rooftop, even more than Dalet Amos. It's just you can't bring it from the Chotzer onto the rooftop unless you have the Sulam over there. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey, how do we define a permanent ladder? So he says, Hainu, Sha'omeid Shama Sulam Tomid, that the ladder is there on a permanent basis. However, Avol Limilfomim Masalik Law, however, if you sometimes remove the ladder, Hareyu Kimand Alesa, then we consider it halakhically as if it's not there, and therefore that's not considered a permanent ladder. With this, we conclude today's shir.